It's Tuesday, the 2nd of September, 2014. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is my Audio Boo audio blog. Beautiful sunny morning today, actually. I'm driving along on my way to work. Quite a pleasant commute so far this morning, touch wood, fingers crossed. Nothing has slowed me yet. So I'm just driving through the beautiful, green, lush Cheshire countryside. Blue sky, bright sunlight, it's lovely. But at the same time, when I walked out of the house this morning, it's starting to feel autumnal. You know, there's just a little bit of dampness in the air. The car had condensation on it, so you can tell it got a bit colder last night. And yeah, you can feel that autumn is coming, definitely. Now, I don't know if you noticed in the last couple of boos I recorded, but probably a bit more background noise and engine noise again, because after 6 weeks of driving around in the fantastic Nissan Leaf, which we've been lent as part of the Go Ultra Low campaign, which we've been participating in, I'm back in my trusty old beloved Nissan Note, which, to be fair, I've only had 6 months or so, so it still feels like a new car to me. And I had to adjust back to driving with gears, and may have come close to stalling it a few times. You know, gradually growing slower and slower, going, why does the engine feel like it's going to stall? Why is it? Oh, the clutch. Ah. So, yes, but I've adjusted back to driving it now. And if you want to hear more about what we thought of the Leaf, there are now three posts on my blog about it. There's an introduction to the Go Ultra Low campaign. There's a very detailed review of what we thought of the Leaf overall as a family car. And then there's another post talking about doing long distance with an electric car and the practicalities of that. So if you're interested in electric motoring, there's a load of stuff now on my blog. A special mention for Bernie Goldback, who is known as Top Gold on all good social networks. Bernie, I picked up your boo where you and your daughter were asking about the sound that the doors make on the Note, on the Leaf. On my review post, there's actually a video where I walk you around the Leaf and I show you what the inside of the engine of an electric car looks like, but I also open all the doors and show you how it all works, and you know, it's just like a normal car, it really is. But there you go. Anyway, what I wanted to talk about today is the effect that driving the Leaf has had on the way that I drive my Note, because it has quite significantly changed the way I'm driving my Note, and I'm not sure yet if it's a good thing or a bad thing. One of the nice things about having driven the Note is that I'm kind of familiar with the Nissan layout and the options and the gadgets and what you tend to get in the car, so it was actually a really easy transition from the Note to the Leaf, and a lot of it was very similar. Now, when we bought the Note, one of the major factors was fuel efficiency, because prior to owning my Note, I was driving a big 7-seater Grand Scenic, which was a petrol engine, automatic gearbox, and I was getting 27 miles to the gallon out of it, and it was costing me a fortune to run it. And for a lot of the driving that I do, it's my commute to work, and there's just me in the car. And this is how I can record these audio boos, because there's nobody else in the car, so I sit and talk to you guys. But it seemed dreadfully wasteful to be driving a huge 7-seater car, 40 miles, 3 days a week, and getting 27 miles to the gallon. So when we went looking for the Note, we were looking for a small car, and I was looking at what's called super mini class. So that's kind of Ford Fiesta, Renault Clio, all those kind of size cars. I was looking for something in that class that would be, you know, because I don't need a big car, I only need a little car. We're keeping the Scenic, so we've still got that for the times that we need a big car. So I just needed a small little runaround car, I wanted to concentrate on fuel efficiency, because I reckoned that I could afford the car based on the savings that I would make on the petrol. That was, you know, it had to be a kind of break-even cost. So save on the petrol, get a new car, was the plan. And that's what I did. You know, I mean, the Note is fantastically fuel efficient, and I have been up until this point getting 47 miles to the gallon out of it, and it's a petrol engine still. But when I took delivery of the Note, one of the things that the Nissan vehicles, or at least the Note and the Leaf have both had, is they have a button somewhere in the main driving space which turns on eco driving mode. And what this does is it kind of limits the amount of acceleration that you can get and some of the performance features of the vehicle to make sure you're driving at the most economical rate possible. When I got the note, my theory was, okay, well, I'm buying this for fuel economy. Economical driving is important to me. I'll switch on eco mode. And I switched it on from the moment I started driving this car, and I left it on. And there were times when the car felt a little bit sluggish, didn't accelerate very quickly. Certainly at higher speeds in higher gears, it didn't pull very well. And I kind of thought, well, you know what? I daren't switch this eco mode thing off now because I've got used to it and I'm getting this lovely fuel efficiency. I'm getting 47 miles to the gallon. And I don't want to change that. I don't want to switch it off and suddenly find that I really enjoy driving the car with it off and then burn all the petrol and lose all my savings. So I had stuck with the eco mode and I kept driving in eco mode. And then we got the Leaf. And of course, we were testing the Leaf. So I had to try it with and without eco mode. And the Leaf had the same thing. Obviously works slightly different in an electric car because it still limits the acceleration, it still limits the performance. So we drove the Leaf with and without eco mode on. And we discovered that in the Leaf, eco mode was fine, but no eco mode was far more fun and didn't actually increase your battery consumption all that much. And for the difference in funness versus the difference in battery performance, we kind of looked at it and went, you know what, we're just going to have the fun. So last week the Leaf was taken away after having it 6 weeks. So we came to the end of the trial and we had to wave it goodbye. They loaded it up on a flatbed and they took it away and we were all very sad and my poor son sobbed. Kept saying, I really love the electric car, Mummy. So we were all very sad to see it go. And the following day, I was back in my note again, driving around, thinking this is nowhere near as fun as the Leaf. I miss the Leaf. And I suddenly thought, you know what, if there's a time for me to switch the eco mode button off and just see what it's like in the note, it's now. And maybe if it's a little bit more fun, it'll cheer me up a bit and I'll miss the Leaf a little bit less. So I switched off the eco mode and it's like driving a different car. It really is. Suddenly my little note, which I'd kind of got used to being a bit sluggish and a bit slow, but kept offsetting against the fact that it was very much more fuel efficient and it was saving me money left, right and centre, suddenly it's really fun to drive. It's not as nippy as the Leaf, but it's certainly a darn sight more nippy than I'm used to it being. It's positively pokey, it really is. It's responsive, I can get it up hills, and you know, for any of my friends we took it to Wales for a weekend, and trying to get it up some of the hills near where my friend lives in Wales was a bit of a challenge. I think it would probably make it if I took it out of eco mode. So it's been quite an eye-opener and I'm suddenly completely loving my notes all over again in a whole new way. And much like my experience with the Leaf, I've found that driving the notes with eco mode off hasn't made that much difference to my fuel efficiency. I'm still sitting around 47 miles to the gallon. Maybe it'll make a difference long term, but so far it hasn't made a difference. So after the first time of doing this, I texted my husband and I said, switched off eco mode on the note. OMG, never putting it back on again. Now, I'm not sure that I'll stick to that, but boy, it is so much more fun to drive it like this. I kind of think, you know what, if I lose a mile per gallon somewhere along the line, I'm not sure I really care because it's just fun to drive. And, you know, for me, driving is kind of partly about efficiency, but it's also got to be fun. So, yeah, driving the Leaf kind of changed fundamentally the way I drive my note, and I'm not sure I'm going back. So there you go. Thank you ever so much for listening. I shall sign off now, finish my journey to work in my lovely note, and I will talk to you all again very soon. Bye for now.